From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. China has agreed to increase its imports of American agriculture and energy products and will seek to address U.S. protection concerns about intellectual property. That's according to a joint U.S.-China statement released Saturday by the White House. As AgriPulse reports, this comes after 2 days of talks involving top U.S. trade and commerce officials and a Chinese delegation. It's been just over a year since U.S. beef returned to the Brazilian market following a long absence resulting from the December 2003 mad cow disease case. The U.S. Meat Export Federation's Cheyenne McIndaffer says top sirloin cap was expected to perform well in Brazil, and demand has been strong. Brazilian buyers are also interested in U.S. loins, ribs, tri-tips, and livers. She joined several U.S. MEF member companies in Sao Paulo for the APAS Supermarket Show, one of South America's largest food trade shows. Independent Community Bankers of America President Rebecca Romero Rainey is urging Congress to continue working on the Farm Bill to keep the process moving after the House voted it down. Rainey says due to a fifth straight year of declining net farm income, which has fallen by more than 50% since 2013, a new Farm Bill to replace the bill expiring September 30th is needed to provide financial stability and to support the efforts of community banks to continue financing our farmers, ranchers, and rural America. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.